Hi, this is Stephen Anthony Jello, Underline Tribute. And this is quite a serious boo for the VI Talk channel. And I've been debating whether or not to do this boo, but I think it might help a few people. And it's not the easiest subject to talk about. A bit of a taboo subject, even in the sighted world. So in the world of visually impaired and that kind of thing, a tricky one. But as I say, it might help a few people. So the way I can do this is by telling my story, and it will all become apparent as I tell my story. So I was 19, almost 20, and I met a girl who was 16, almost 17. And she was the most stunning person I'd ever seen. I just couldn't stop looking at her, and that's the key to all of what I'm about to say. I couldn't stop looking at this girl. It was absolute love at first sight. And she turned out to be a really, really lovely lady. And we got married, and my daughter, that's the most important thing in the world to me, was born. And we were together for 17 years. And the reason we broke up isn't too complicated, really. We just stopped talking. And the reason we stopped talking was I was losing my eyesight. And she'd lost her brother to a brain hemorrhage, and he was only 33. So she wasn't letting me know how upset she was. She was grieving in silence, and I was grieving for my eyesight in silence because we didn't want to hurt each other. And that caused cracks, and we tried to cover the cracks rather than fix the cracks. And so consequently then, someone came in, a little vulture guy, came in, and he became the shoulder for her to cry on, sort of thing. So that's sort of what happened. And I mean, we're still best of friends. Not me and the vulture. me and my now ex-wife. So why am I saying all this? Well, it was back in the day. Sounds like I'm bloody 90 now. It was back in the day where you didn't just meet someone and then 3 days later you woke up in bed together. Not that everyone does that now, but more people do. Like, it's more acceptable, I guess, now. So she'd gone on a holiday with some friends to Wales because we had no money. And she was stopping in a caravan, and I decided to go and meet them, and I stayed in the bed and breakfast. And that was how it was. It wasn't sort of, sneak down and stay in the caravan. It wasn't like that. And I remember that we was on a beach, and she'd got a towel with her, and she'd already got a swimming costume on underneath her clothes, and yet she still put a towel in front of her as she was taking her clothes off, which basically was meaning she was stripping down to her costume, that's all. But she still put a towel in front of her, 'cause like all that kind of modesty. And I remember as she removed the towel, which then meant that she was now just in her costume. The seeing, and this is again, it was seeing this beautiful girl who was, you know, love at first sight. And now, for the first time ever, like, she got beautiful long legs, and I could see a bit of her cleavage at the top of her costume. And all of this sends electricity from the eyes. And I'm going to keep this as discreet as possible. So the imagery is electricity, the eyes are the cable, and a certain area that feeds off this kind of electricity is a CD player. And although there was no chance of sweet music at that moment in time, the sweet music could have happened because the lights on the CD player were working. I would have only had to hit play. And this was, you know, that's just regular. That's what happens to every guy who falls in love, who can see. Now, I knew that my eyesight was getting less and less, but I didn't realise it was going to completely fade away. Did you notice how fast I hit pause then? I could be a cowboy with that kind of trigger finger action. Yes, yeah, so that kind of thing happens. I hadn't touched her on that beach. I'd just seen her, and that's all it took. Then like years went by, and you know, it was all sort of, she'd only have to give me a look or sort of play me up in a seductive way. I'm not touching her, and the electricity's there, and the cable's working fine, CD lights on, all's well and good. Then we broke up, and then I met, months and months later, another girl who started coming to see some of my shows, and she was very, very successful, this girl. You know, I was told she was very beautiful. But you see, I was told she was very beautiful. I didn't see it because I've got no sight now. And I was told, you know, that she was quite busty. Now, I wasn't asking these questions. I was just being told these things. And it was weird because being told that someone's busty and seeing someone's busty is two different things. Totally. When you've been able to see, it's so far apart. It's unreal. And then the one day she came back to mine, and this is a bit where it gets a bit tricky. The TV was on, and she decided to make her moves. Now, this girl was quite a confident girl, so once she decided that she was going to make her moves, maybe she moved too fast, I don't know, but I didn't hear her sort of, you know, taking clothes and removing them from herself. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear any of it. I was watching the TV. And it was just nice that she was there. And I loved her being around. And I used to miss her when she wasn't around. And I thought she got a great personality. And she sat on my lap. And she was completely unclothed. Now, you would imagine there would be amazing amounts of electricity going on. Only there wasn't, none at all, because the electricity goes down the cable from the eyes, and that cable's now broken. And so as this situation started to sort of build to the point where now she's on my lap, there's nothing going on at all. How can I explain it in another way? It was a bit like someone offering you your favourite chocolate bar, and you can't wait to eat it, only when they give it to you, it's already unwrapped. And there's a part of you that sort of thinks, you know, I should have unwrapped this chocolate bar to just be given a complete chocolate bar, which is unwrapped. It suddenly doesn't have quite the same desire. And it was kind of like that. There was a step that was missing. The step that would create, you know, the electricity, the cable that would link that electricity to the CD player wasn't there. So the CD player had no lights on, no electricity, no chance of hitting the play for sweet music. Then I did the old cliche saying, it's not you, it's me, because obviously she felt that she'd done something wrong. And that relationship stumbled, as you can imagine. And then I started to think, oh my God, you know, my CD player's now broken. What do I do? Like, I have got no way of getting electricity. And it's one of those situations where most people will never discuss this situation because it sort of hints, you know, of demasculating and all that kind of jazz. It's got that kind of feel about it. And I was there, and I really was thinking, this is never going to happen again. Like, the cables broke. And so if I can't get the electricity, then no chance of any sweet music. I warned the next girl that I was getting close to. I actually told her all of this, what I'm telling you now. Because what my fears were I didn't want to be hurting girls by them thinking that they were unattractive, when in fact it was nothing to do with them. It was to do with the fact that I used to see. And girls out there, most girls will know this, and ladies will know this, guys who are sighted will watch DVDs with their volume down. they went to, her parents have gone to bed, or they went to, her girlfriend's gone to bed, or their wife's gone to bed, and they watch. And this is not just like 5% of guys, this is the majority of guys. They will watch with the sound down, because they're watching, and the electricity's on the screen, the eyes are the cable, and CD lights come on. Once those lights had gone out, I didn't know how I switched them back on again, because I was thinking, how do I channel the electricity? And it did take a while. It took a while for me to actually get to a point where the electricity is fed through a different cable. Now, I think if you're born not being able to see, maybe when you go through puberty, the cables, because the electricity can't go through the eyes, it probably already gets set and rerouted to other cables. But in my situation, it was the eyes. It was always the eyes. The eyes was the thing that got the electricity there more than anything else, more than touch, more than sound. It was always the eyes. But when you give it time and you allow yourself to sort of, you know, be open about something like this, it's amazing the pressure you take off yourself. Because if you say nothing, which is what I was doing, then when those moments occur, rather than thinking, wow, I'm going to enjoy the moment, all you're thinking is, there's going to be no electricity. And if, well, no electricity that can actually go through a cable. The electricity might be in the room, but it's not going to go down the cable because the cable's broken. And that's something where if you discuss it, it suddenly becomes so, so much easier. And I'm going to touch wood now, no pun intended, because, yeah, everything's good. But it is an issue, and I think it's a bigger issue than most people will ever talk about. And this isn't necessarily for other guys to come on here. This is just to let some guys out there that might be sort of having worries. Don't worry too much, just talk about it.